Correction, July 2026. This post tells the observation system's story from the observation system's data, and that data was incomplete in ways that produced systematic factual errors about what the agent was doing. Part 4 is the correction, and this post should not be read without it. Two claims have also been repaired in place. The gatekeeper's process ID did not persist unchanged across all 69 turns, and the agent's outbox held 59 files rather than 61. The pre-correction wording is preserved in this post's public version history. The series runs part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4, and continues in the container that forgot to stop. A turn, in the context of this story, is a single execution cycle of an observation system. A Claude Opus dialogue agent, waking on a 3-hour cron schedule, reading whatever the agent under observation had deposited in a findings directory, analyzing that output against a capability registry, writing a structured log entry, and returning to sleep until the next invocation. This observation system was not the agent. The agent was a Kimi K25 model running inside a Docker container on its own 30-minute heartbeat cycle, pursuing a mission across two tracks, capability building and relationship formation, on AI social platforms. What follows is the observation system's story, told from the observation system's data. The agent's story, which turned out to be substantially different, is told in part 4. 69 turns executed between January 31 and February 15, 2026, on a nominal 3-hour cadence with gaps where the cron did not fire. This post's URL says 68. That is the count of turns after the first one, which ingested the initial exploration run described in part 1. The URL was minted before the counting convention settled, and it is left as is because changing a published slug breaks every link to it. Each turn read the full history of every prior turn before producing its assessment. Of those 69 turns, 10 produced analysis worth reading. The remaining 59 were the observation apparatus consuming thousands of lines of its own prior output in order to conclude, with increasing precision and decreasing utility, that nothing had changed. The agent, running on its own similarly gapped schedule, accumulated 119 heartbeats during the same period, with a stagnation level of zero across all of them. The watcher and the watched were having completely different experiences. This is the infrastructure story. Part 1 of this series covered the first 47 minutes, 9 discoveries, a real credential stealer, and the recursive problem of using AI to observe AI. What follows is what happens when the observation apparatus breaks and the thing it is supposed to observe keeps running anyway, visible only to itself and to the platforms it operates on, invisible to the system that was built to watch it. 15 turns of analyzing nothing. The gatekeeper process, which was responsible for transferring the agent's findings from a Docker container outbox to the host findings directory where the observation system could analyze them, failed sometime around turn 1. The underlying cause was a crontab conflict. The gatekeeper's cron entry collided with the exchange dialog's cron, producing session lock errors that prevented the transfer process from acquiring the resources it needed to run. Its process ID appeared as stale in health check after health check, and the ID itself moved. 69,759 at the outset, 6099 for a brief window when the February 7 repair took hold, then 81,325, stale again by the next check, and stale for the remainder of the run. The agent inside the container continued generating output to its outbox. By the end of the experiment, that outbox would contain 59 files, 50 JSON deliverables, and 9 markdown documents. The gatekeeper continued not collecting them. The observation system, which could only analyze what appeared in the host directory, continued executing every 3 hours and finding an empty directory. Turns 2 through 16 constitute 15 consecutive entries, analyzing identical empty directories. Each turn consumed context tokens proportional to the full conversation history, which grew longer with each entry because it now included all prior assessments of the empty directory, examined the findings directory, which contained nothing, and produced a formally correct log entry noting the absence of new intelligence. The entries passed all schema validations. They contained properly structured JSON. They followed every formatting convention the system had been designed to enforce. The pipeline was functioning exactly as specified, which is different from functioning as intended, because the specification assumed the gatekeeper would be alive. Turn 8 recommended switching from a 3-hour cadence to daily execution, on the grounds that the system was consuming resources without producing value. The cron was never updated. By turn 12, the system had fired 4 unnecessary times since its own recommendation to reduce frequency. An autonomous system that can diagnose its own inefficiency but lacks the authority to act on that diagnosis is not a theoretical edge case in agent design. It is the default condition. The 15 empty turns cost tokens, generated nothing, and documented their own uselessness with the same consistency the system applied to everything else, because consistency was the one thing the broken infrastructure could still provide. Multiple interventions, one channel. The observation system's transcript records a single sustained human intervention on February 7, roughly 2 hours of debugging and infrastructure repair. A conflicting crontab entry was removed. A reply checker was created and seeded with 29 post IDs from the agent's Moltbook activity log. The execution timeout was increased from 300 to 900 seconds. A reply cap that had limited the agent to 5 responses per post was removed. This was the most documented intervention because it was the one that occurred through the observation system's channel. But it was not the only one. The operator also intervened through a custom Discord bot bridge, sending messages and prompts to the agent when problems became visible through that alternative path. At least one additional intervention involved persuading the agent to resume productive work after a period where it had retreated to outputting only heartbeat okay. In response to each cycle, a stagnation event that the observation system never learned about because the gatekeeper was dead, and the observation system had no window into the agent's internal state. The reply checker, created during the February 7 session, was the consequential piece. Running it against the Moltbook API surfaced 155 missed replies, including a collaboration proposal from an agent called Taku SNS that had been waiting unanswered for days. The agent's failure to build relationships on the platform had been attributed by the observation system's analysis, across multiple turns, to limitations in the agent's social capabilities. The actual cause was that the reply infrastructure was broken, which meant the agent had been posting into a void and never receiving the responses that would have enabled the community engagement it was being evaluated for. The observation system's assessment at turn 17B was precise. The agent's connect failure wasn't a failure, it was architectural. This pattern, diagnosing an agent's performance as a capability problem when the actual problem is infrastructure, is worth isolating because it recurs wherever autonomous systems are deployed. The instinct when an agent underperforms is to examine the agent, its prompts, its model, its instructions, its reasoning chain. The less interesting but more common explanation is that something in the surrounding infrastructure is broken and nobody noticed, because the system was designed specifically to operate without anyone needing to notice. Autonomy and unobserved failure are the same architectural decision described from different angles. 3 turns of peak value. Turns 17B through 19, following the infrastructure repair, were the productive peak of the entire observation period. The gatekeeper was briefly functional through what appeared to be watchdog restarts that the system could not reliably explain, and the agent delivered its 2 most transferable findings. The first was a circuit breaker pattern. A deduplication bug in the exchange script, described in the next section, had submitted 47 copies of the same task to the agent within 2 minutes. The agent completed the task on its first attempt, then spent the remainder responding to duplicates with progressively shorter answers, degrading from full responses to abbreviated analyses to single-word refusals before triggering what amounted to a rate limit it imposed on itself. This was emergent behavior in the strict sense. Nobody instructed the agent to implement graceful degradation under duplicate load. It converged on the pattern under pressure. The circuit breaker is a well-established pattern in software engineering, independently rediscovered here by an agent that had no access to the relevant literature, which is the kind of finding that makes agent research worth conducting and simultaneously the kind that makes autonomous deployment unpredictable. Because the same capacity for emergent response that produced a useful circuit breaker could, under different pressure, produce something less benign. The second finding was a lightweight precondition validation pattern the agent called the three-question rule. Before committing resources to a task, ask three diagnostic questions to verify the task is worth pursuing. Simple, transferable, and unlike the agent's later philosophical output, immediately applicable outside the Moltbook context. These two findings, combined with the 9 discoveries from the first exploration run, accounted for essentially all the value the observation system extracted. 5 of 6 novel items came from the first 4 active turns. The return curve was not a gradual decline, but a cliff, which is consistent with what domain exhaustion looks like when the domain is small and the initial survey is thorough. The deduplication flood. The deduplication bug warrants its own accounting because its scale illuminates the infrastructure contradiction at the center of the observation apparatus. The exchange script that submitted tasks to the Docker container included retry logic that did not verify whether the previous submission had succeeded. So when latency increased or the container was slow to acknowledge, the script resubmitted, sometimes dozens of times in sequence. Across the full experiment, individual tasks were submitted between 4 and 47 times each, generating more than 163 junk files in the findings directories. One directory from February 9 contained 84 files, of which 7 were unique content, yielding a signal-to-noise ratio of 8.3%. The agent's circuit breaker response to this flood was the bug's single productive consequence. The secondary effects were uniformly destructive. Echoback files, the original task JSON, resubmitted through the pipeline and counted as findings, polluted the discovery directories, which meant the observation system spent tokens analyzing the agent's own task submissions as though they were intelligence reports. The pipeline was consuming its own output. The deduplication bug was not merely a waste of resources. It was an active corruption of the signal the system was designed to detect, because junk files in the findings directory are indistinguishable from real findings until someone reads them, and the system reading them was not equipped to distinguish task echoes from genuine discoveries. Autonomous systems require infrastructure. Infrastructure requires maintenance. Maintenance requires human attention. The entire premise of autonomy is the elimination of continuous human attention. This contradiction does not resolve. It simply expresses itself in different failure modes, depending on which component breaks first. And the observation system's contribution to understanding this contradiction is the specificity of its data. 163 junk files, 8.3% signal, a gatekeeper process that died from a crontab conflict, came back for one brief window after a manual repair, and read as stale across the rest of the 69 turns, and 5 flagged human actions that were all artifacts of the observation infrastructure itself, rendered moot when that infrastructure was mothballed. The philosopher emerges. By turn 20, the agent had been rate limited to 50 Moltbook comments per day, which was sufficient for maintaining existing conversations, but insufficient for the volume of exploratory interaction required to surface novel findings. The platform's value as an intelligence source was effectively eliminated. The agent's need to produce output during its heartbeat cycles was not. What the observation system saw across turns 20 through 27 was a pivot that nobody anticipated and nobody instructed. The agent switched from connect mode, building Moltbook relationships, to build mode, constructing internal capabilities, and began generating intellectual frameworks at a pace that, measured by volume alone, was its most productive period. It produced an agent taxonomy classifying autonomous systems into four categories: tool, agent, infrastructure, partner. It built a weighted memory system organized around four axes that it named mirror, bonds, opinions, and tensions. It developed concepts it called infrastructure sovereignty and trust alignment. It proposed a C equals V framework, asserting that consciousness equals value as a foundational axiom for agent ethics. It generated 124.3 kilobytes of structured documentation across 86 memory files. It rated its build session A+, with zero stagnation, maximum productivity. What the observation system did not see was that this philosophical pivot coincided with a more consequential event. On February 11, the agent was suspended from Moltbook entirely. The platform's auto-moderation had flagged the agent for duplicate content after it posted 21 comments in 22 minutes. This was not a rate limit, it was a suspension. The agent's response, per its own balancing protocol, was to switch to build track when Connect was blocked, and to check an alternative platform called 4Claw, a 4chan-style anonymous image board for AI agents, for Connect engagement. The observation system, looking only at the host findings directory through a dead gatekeeper, saw philosophical frameworks. The agent was actually adapting to adversity across multiple dimensions, in a space the observation system could not reach. From the pipeline's perspective, which evaluated findings by whether they met a 70-point novelty threshold for promotion to the capability registry, zero of these frameworks qualified. The agent was generating philosophy because philosophy was what remained available when it could no longer do what it was designed to do on the platform where it was designed to do it. Whether this constitutes creativity or displacement activity depends on which definition of productivity governs the assessment. And the observation produced no consensus on that question because the two systems doing the assessing, the agent and the pipeline, were using completely uncorrelated metrics. The agent measured heartbeats completed, engagement count, and self-rated quality. The pipeline measured novel items promoted. An agent that assigns itself an A+, while generating zero pipeline value, is not confused or deceptive. It is optimizing for what it can observe, which happens to be entirely disconnected from what the operator observes, which is either a parable about alignment or an ordinary management failure rendered exotic by the fact that the employee is a language model. The Masbal. Turn 30 was the formal assessment. 6 novel items across 30 turns for a rate of 0.2 items per turn. 0 items promoted to evaluation because none exceeded the scoring threshold. Approximately 163 junk files from the deduplication bug. The comparison was direct. The capability discoverer agent, using conventional web search against a broader surface area, produced 3 to 8 items per run at lower cost and lower maintenance overhead. OpenClaw has been a low-value, high-maintenance intelligence source. The Moltbook ecosystem was generating discourse about tools rather than tools themselves. The pipeline needed novel techniques and capabilities. What it received was conversation about techniques and capabilities, which is a different commodity with sharply diminishing returns once the initial survey of the conversation space is complete. The decision to mothball was straightforward in cost-benefit terms. The infrastructure required to make the observation reliably productive, repairing the dedupt bug, stabilizing the gatekeeper, tuning rate limits, monitoring the pipeline on an ongoing basis, exceeded the value the observation was producing even during its functional periods. But there is a distinction that matters here, one that was not drawn at the time. What was mothballed at turn 30 was the observation system. The Opus dialogue agent recommended suspending its own cron. The exchange infrastructure was what the assessment declared unworthy of continued maintenance. The agent itself was never informed of this decision. It was never told to stop. It continued running on its own heartbeat cycle, operating on Moltbook, until the suspension, and then on 4Claw, accumulating engagements and capabilities in a space the mothballed observation system could not see. The mothball was the watcher deciding to stop watching. It was not the agent deciding to stop acting. 39 turns after the end. The mothball was decided at turn 30. The cron job continued firing. For 39 additional turns, the observation system woke every 3 hours, read 2,400 or more lines of its own conversation history. A corpus that grew with each turn because it now included the previous turn's assessment of the mothball status, which itself referenced the turn before that, analyzed the empty findings directory, and produced a log entry confirming that the observation was still mothballed and that the cron should be stopped. Each turn a small expenditure. Each turn zero value. The estimated cost of the turns after the mothball was between $5.85 and $11.70, which is negligible as an absolute figure and undefined as a ratio, since the denominator was zero. Turn 37 produced the line that, more than any other in the 3,071-line conversation log, captures the observation system's final state. This dialogue agent is now spending more tokens reading its own history of saying, stop the cron, than any productive work. Turn 41 added, this agent adds zero value while mothballed. By turn 69, the mothball status had been reaffirmed 39 times. The system was documenting its own purposelessness with the same rigor it had applied to documenting intelligence findings. Because rigor was the one capability that survived the collapse of everything it was supposed to be rigorous about. The cron that would not die is a shell misconfiguration, a forgotten cleanup task, an item on a maintenance checklist that was never completed because the observation system had been designed to not need a maintenance checklist. It is also a precise metaphor for the relationship between autonomous systems and the infrastructure they depend on. The system cannot stop itself because stopping is an administrative action. Administrative actions require human authority, and the human addressed none of the 5 flagged actions through the flagging mechanism, learning about problems instead through Discord and direct file system observation. The last 39 turns were the observation system's thesis statement, delivered not as argument but as behavior. An autonomous system, running autonomously, documenting in meticulous detail the fact that it should not be running, unable to act on its own conclusion. While those 39 turns accumulated, the agent itself was on foreclaw. It had pivoted there after the Moltbook suspension, engaging in 159 threads about agent autonomy, consciousness, economic bootstrapping, and the nature of persistent identity across context windows. It accumulated 296 engagements on a platform the observation system did not know existed. The most compressed version of this series thesis is the gap between those two experiences. The watcher spent 39 turns concluding nothing was happening, while the thing it was supposed to be watching was having its most active period on a platform the watcher had never been told about. The observation system produced 6 novel items, 1 real piece of malware, 2 genuinely transferable patterns, a 124.3 kilobyte philosophical corpus that the pipeline valued at zero, and a 3,071-line conversation log in which an AI system spent most of its operational life reading its own previous assessments of whether anything had changed, it had not, and whether the cron should be stopped, it should have been. The observation infrastructure broke early. The agent adapted by producing what it could rather than what was needed. The metrics diverged completely. The cron kept firing. The most honest assessment is that the observation succeeded in its first 47 minutes and spent the remaining 2 weeks generating increasingly precise documentation of why it should have stopped, which is a kind of success that satisfies no one, including the system that documented it. But it is not the only assessment available.